Tim Cox.
16 minutes to 9 on Thursday morning, 1300 222 936, the number you can call. 1300 222 936. The Premier and Education Minister David Bartlett's been listening to that. Good morning to you, Premier.
Good morning to you too, Tim, and your listeners.
Is it going to be a particularly bad look, do you think, to have this many college teachers on the lawns of Parliament in the lead-up to the election saying how much they hate the reforms you've championed?
Well, look, can I just, first of all, put to bed some factual inaccuracies that Greg Brown, together with Will Hodgman and Nick McKim, keep trying to foist on the Tasmanian people. Now, it's about time Greg Brown, Will Hodgman and Nick McKim started telling the truth. The facts of the matter are, confirmed by the Auditor General yesterday, is that in the campuses that have gone to the Tas Tomorrow reforms, that is, let's put this simply, are offering more in the way of vocational education, more in the way of hairdressing and beauty, carpentry, boilermaking, welding, automotive, all of those things, have a 12% increase in the first year of these reforms. The campuses that did not, have not yet shifted, had a 2% increase last year. So let's not let, and that's fully audited, independently, by the Auditor General, who I quote as saying, the databases are complete and accurate. The census data was thorough and consistent and nationally agreed counting rules. Now, Greg Brown can no longer, together with Nick McKim and Will Hodgman, come on your show and sprout utter nonsense about what happened in the colleges last year. It was a 2% increase across the board in the four remaining colleges and a 12% increase in the first year of a three-year transition to Tasmania Tomorrow. But also, let me say this, he is absolutely not telling the truth when he says he has 1,200 members who support him. I have many, many ex-TAFE and ex-college teachers saying to me, let's get on with this. This is making a positive difference in the lives of young Tasmanians.
Will they go out, though? Will they remain at work?
Well, here's my question. Here's the question that I think you need to ask Greg Brown and that every high school teacher in Tasmania needs to ask Greg Brown in consideration of this. When Greg Brown, who clearly is acting as a lone wolf here, he's union president, who I've been dealing with very effectively, and you'll see that, and I'll read some quotes from her shortly, that we have moved on all the issues that the union have raised with us in support of teachers. Greg Brown is acting as a lone wolf, and this is the question, this is the key question that he needs to be asked. Why, at the end of last year, when presented with a choice of working in a high school on the same pay and conditions, or continuing or choosing to go to the polytechnic to work, did Greg Brown choose the polytechnic over a high school? Now, high school teachers all across Tasmania would want to know an answer to that, I suspect, before they support him in this action.
Should the Auditor General have all the data he needs to complete the research, or the analysis at least, that you assured every Tasmanian would be available before the election?
The Auditor General has gone above and beyond what, in fact, I asked him to do, and I think that's a good thing. Now, he's looking, because I've always said, it's not just about enrolments and retention, it is about what qualifications young people get at the end. So the work he's doing now is into the qualification levels that young Tasmanians are getting, and the 770,000 I announced earlier in the week will go a long way to having better information and better tracking of all young Tasmanians for the future, no doubt. But let me tell you what the Auditor General has said, and I appreciate him, even though he hasn't finished the work he's doing, in coming out and confirming absolutely that it was complete and accurate and that it was thorough and consistent, and the claims of a 12% increase in enrolment numbers are absolutely robust. And now, let's compare this with Will Hodgman's claims. Will Hodgman has claimed that I've been telling fibs about this for some months now. He's got a lot of mileage out of it, a lot of mileage, and it is simply not true. But what we've seen from Will Hodgman so far is a policy that I'm looking forward, by the way, on the weekend to addressing the parents and friends at their annual general meeting. And I will be going through in detail the Liberal policy, which is deeply flawed. But its deepest flaw is, of course, what he's saying to Tasmanians is he wants to roll back the clock to a time when Tasmanians, if you wanted to become a lawyer, there was a pretty good pathway through our post-year 10 system. But if you wanted to become a carpenter, wanted to become a tiler, a hairdresser, an automotive technician. No pathway for you. He's prepared for his own political gain to throw those kids on the scrap heap, those 12% increase of kids in the first year of these reforms. He's prepared to throw them on the scrap heap, presumably because he thinks they're not old enough to vote, but teachers are.
Are you prepared,
Premier? I will not do that. I've said all along that these reforms, and I put runs on the board as well, Tim. We've reformed the early years of our education system under myself as Minister, and we have halved the gap between disadvantaged communities and the rest of Tasmania. Let me finish, because in literacy and numeracy, over the last 3 years, we have moved from the bottom of the table to mid-table. Now, all of these things under Student at the Centre reforms, which Will Hodgman opposed, have delivered those outcomes. The TAS Tomorrow reforms are delivering outcomes, and he wants to throw up his hands, weak and timid, and roll them back.
Can I take your 12% figure, Premier?
Yes.
And can you tell us what percentage of that 12% concluded the year? Why doesn't the Auditor-General have the data to back up your claim of the 95% retention rate?
No, you've got that slightly wrong, Tim. What he says is that he can't prove or disprove at this point that, because the TQA data, which is about the qualifications and so on, is the thing he's waiting on. That's not my data. That's from the Tasmanian Qualifications
Authority. So should you...
No, let me finish here.
Can I ask you a question? Should you, though, be claiming this figure at any stage if the Auditor-General can't verify
it? Absolutely. Because what he says is the data that I'm relying on is complete and accurate, thorough and consistent, and the most accurate and reliable information available. That's what he says, clearly. He then goes on to conclude that in August, that's very late in the year, and this is exactly how colleges do there. So if there's a doubt in the data for the TAS Tomorrow reform data, there must be a doubt in the data for the colleges, because it's an identical process. That process has shown that in August, from August to August, so August 08 to August 09, there was a 12% increase in the four colleges who had made the transition to TAS Tomorrow. In the four colleges that hadn't, there was only a 2% increase.
All right.
Now that is really fundamental and important. Will Hodgman and Greg Brown and Nick McKimster need to start telling the truth about that, and then they need to explain to Tasmanians why they want to take them back to a system that isn't delivering nearly the improvements.
Can I ask you to conclude on this matter before another very quickly, David Bartlett, about how
this is the penultimate before the penultimate matter you want to raise?
It's the anti-penultimate, I think would be the term we'd be using. But if you have these college teachers striking and then marching just before the election, how do you counter how that will appear, and it's all about appearances, as you know, how that will appear to parents right through the government school system?
Well, I think it will appear in many Tasmanian minds as this, that I am prepared as a Premier to stake my political reputation, my political future indeed, on what I believe is absolutely right and the data backs up for our kids. And I am not prepared to throw our kids, another generation of our kids, on the education scrap heap for political gain. Will Hodgman is absolutely prepared to do that, and they will see that in spades, no doubt. Will and Nick will be down there rousing the crowd up, such as it is. I note Greg Brown, when he ran these just a few weeks ago, had five people waving a banner in Davey Street. The media also have a role to play here to report accurately that there are many in the college system and in the TAFE, former TAFE system, who believe these reforms are working. They do not want them rolled back. And indeed, the 12% number, as audited by the Auditor-General, proves that Will Hodgman is prepared to throw those kids who want to do automotive, those kids who want to do hairdressing, those kids who want to do carpentry on the scrap heap for his own political gain. I won't do that, and I am absolutely prepared, rock solid, to stand by that.
I'll ask you very quickly about a new group called the Tasmanian Constitution Society, which wants Tasmania's lower house restored to the 35 members it originally had. One of your Denison candidates, one of your one of your colleagues, Madeleine Ogilvie's, managed to find time on the hustings to be part of that. She'd like to see more members in the lower house. We've talked about it enough over the years, but can you give me a quick line on this group and where you stand on a larger lower house today?
Well, I won't be going to the Tasmanian electorate promising more politicians. That's what Will Hodgman and Nick McKim will be promising, and there is a clear difference. They will be going to the Tasmanian people saying they want to increase the costs of Parliament by about $10 million a year for more politicians. Now, I don't believe more politicians delivers better outcomes in our hospitals and better outcomes in our education system. Will Hodgman and Nick McKim do. On the case of Madeleine Ogilvie, it's interesting that she's quoted there by the journalist but wasn't, or at least named there by the journalist, but was not contacted for confirmation. And she has reported to me this morning that that's false and she's not involved with this group, although David Diprose has rung her on a number of occasions.
I will put it to him now.
I look forward to her talking to you.
I look forward to that as well. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Tim.
Premier David Bartlett at 5 to 9 on ABC Local Radio, 1300 222 936. If these teachers think they can strike every time they don't get their own way, what example are they setting for our kids? I have not, says Scott, paid my school fees yet. If they, the teachers, strike, I will be withholding the amount each day it costs me to miss a day's work. 1300 222 936 is the number you can call. The SMS 1992 936. Should the teachers go out? Should they give the reforms time to be bedded down? Is the retention rate an issue for you, or that enrolment rate that is certainly at the heart of the discussion? Hopefully, Will Hodgman in the next little while.